I'm sipping.
This is Sipping with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, it only the one and only Sipping with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sipping with Sammy, you ain't sipping right. Please get your fucking life together.
Yep. What's up with y'all, man? Happy Thursday, happy hour, all that flyness. Please like, comment, subscribe, share, tell somebody we over here just in case they ain't know we was over here so they can get over here.
Type shit.
And I appreciate y'all for that. Today I got family in a situation with me, man.
Hey,
somebody that has been calling me family for 10 years now literally just said family when he see me. My God, man, introduce yourself to the people, man.
Hey, yo, first off, we in the water.
That
if
part.
If you don't know, I go by Namo Bars with the Z. N-A-M-O-B-A-R-Z type
Now, when I say family, right before the camera started, you even said it. You was like, yo, they don't know the history. You know what I mean?
They don't know the history. Definitely 10 plus.
Shout out A Spitz. Shout out Mad Lab. Shout out Dollar Rise. Shout out
Isso.
Ghetto
Shout
Reese.
Out the whole roster.
Ghetto Reese. It was monsters running around back then. Really, really, really showing off back then.
Nah, factories, factories.
Talking about real bar spitters.
Real from the mud shit. Like, like, you know what I mean? We was out there performing. Yeah, you know I'm saying when nobody was there, when everybody was there, you know what I'm saying? That's what made it so much better when we finally all linked up and we got on that stage, man. That shit was a moment I'll never forget. What they talking about?
It used to be crazy because we be in shit. I got you. And they'd be like, yo, they must have did some funny shit because they was just on stage.
Right.
No, that's a different nigga. That's a different nigga. That's a we just all family. We all fuck with each other. So when you see one, you going to see 10 of us go up there with him. And we going to act crazy. We ain't just going to stand there and ice grill.
It was a whole vibe.
We going to act crazy.
My motherfucker got on stage. The whole gang jumped up there. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go. Check that shit out on YouTube. Matter of fact,
absolutely. It's still out there. I get drunk and watch it sometimes to this day. No bullshit. I be grinding myself up. It's fun. But real quick, shout out to my sponsor. We're going to go to commercial real quick, real quick. This is Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug here with Rich Jules, the official sponsor of the Sippin' with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jules, male or female jewelry, black owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jules, Sippin' with Sammy approves. Shout out to Rich Jules, appreciate you. But as we were saying, it's just something about, and social media was out back then, but everybody wasn't so addicted to only reaching people through their phone back then.
Type shit.
You really had to be in the streets. It was a lot of open mics, a lot of showcases.
Had to put that footwork in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get a post and buy some likes and shit, you know what I mean? All that type shit.
No, because you run into what everybody else in the country run into. We don't know, homie.
At all.
Where he come from?
At all.
Where they come from? You better be a bad female. You gonna do it the shortcut? Cause any other way, you got a hard ride ahead of you. But those is memories that I'll never forget. I had great time. I cut my teeth. You know what I mean? I learned a lot from y'all, all of y'all, because everybody had their own kind of movement. You used to always be fly.
Hey, yo, appreciate you. Appreciate
that. You used to be catching visuals. A lot of different looks for your visuals.
Shit.
And every time you just randomly post a picture at the gas station, you look like you was living your life.
Hey, yo, shit, man. That's the point of it. No matter what you got, you know what I'm saying? You got to live your best life no matter how you living, you know what I'm saying? That's like one of my biggest things right now. It's just like you got to live in the moment, you know what I'm saying? Focus on what you want to focus on, you know what I mean? And don't worry about what you can't control because that's just unnecessary stress that nobody wants, especially you, you know what I'm saying? But no, I remember them days, man. The best thing about back in the day was like a real Philly scene, like artists coming from all over the city. Motherfuckers traveling from even farther to come out just to get on stage, just to see motherfuckers that they never seen before that we was on Facebook.
Yeah.
Dropping comments, sharing each other's shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It really go, like, they really made that shit happen. Yo, shout out to everybody involved, gang.
And it was a real scene because we seen each other damn near weekly, if not more than once a week. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because if you was moving, there was certain spots you had to be at. Like, and it wasn't no arrogant shit like, I ain't doing no more showcase. I ain't doing no more open mic. No, I'm doing his joint. I'm doing they joint. I'm pulling
I'm
up for that one.
I'm there.
And
shit.
What we gonna do? We gonna tear it up because we don't come out just to come out. Like, I got time in front of these people, and that's a blessing, and we're going to make the most out of it. And I remember,
absolutely,
like you said, it was really a scene. We saw each other so much, bro, so much.
I used to just house the door when I hear certain niggas' songs. Like, oh, he on stage? Pardon me.
For real?
Give you my dub in a minute.
It was definitely, you know what I'm saying? So, and it was definitely, like, it helped build character and all that shit. Because, like, it was always competition. Like, even though it was not, like, competition, but it just made you just want to be better.
Yeah.
Want to take your shit more serious. You see everybody doing their thing, motherfucking make you want to get your performance better, get your bars better. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Be at more events. That's what it made me realize that, you know what I'm saying, that the internet is cool, but you really got to be out here involved in what the fuck is going on out here too. So the face matched the name. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's important as hell. That's super important. But it's just crazy just thinking about how long ago that was, because it didn't seem that long ago until I started thinking about you was on your way. I was like, damn, it's been
dial.
Dimskin with this homie. Like, dial. Real shit, that's a lie. But what where'd you get your confidence from? Because you don't cut like nobody else. Like, I don't even see you with a bunch of niggas.
That's a crazy question. I don't be with nobody.
Yeah.
And I fuck with everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I honestly, where I say I get my true confidence from, it's just wanting to be, you know what I'm saying, that nigga. Mm-hmm. When they come to the music shit, like, just knowing, just like every other motherfucker got the same story. They come from nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They just focused on what they needed to do, and that's what I was doing. And it just really, I looked at this shit, seen what I needed to do, and I really took it serious.
I like that.
Even if motherfuckers don't even think, if I ain't successful, nigga, in my eyes, I'm fucking successful, motherfucker, and we moving forward.
Absolutely. You've been growing business-wise, audience-wise, since I met you. Like, you ain't never put the brakes on. There might have been times where, like, I haven't seen you.
Definitely.
But when you pop up, you on something.
Definitely.
You on something. You on to the next move. And it don't always look like the last move. So sometimes it's why you got to go away to make a comeback.
Never. And back in the day, like, I was, like, really on some nitty-gritty shit, like, with my music. Like, because I was basically saying, like, a one-man army just trying to do everything myself. Like, trying to do everything myself. Like, doing freestyles every day, recording, trying to put out much music as possible.
Yeah.
And then, like, just from that, learn from it. And then I started to, like, okay, maybe if I just start focusing on bettering my shit and putting out better quality than just, you know, anything. And then, like, shit just started to form. And then I found the perfect platform. That was like a fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? Thank God, real gang, real everything. Thank Most High for putting me on that platform, because that shit changed my life.
What platform we talking about, man? Tell the people.
We talking about TikTok, gang.
Oh, the tacky TikTok.
And they trying to ban us on some nut shit. Like, yo, the fuck they talking about? Like, they got the government trying to bring us the fuck down. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, yo, Bad Boys for Life, we riding for TikTok, man.
I heard that. So what's it like on TikTok? I don't be on TikTok. So you got to put me on, like, how... How did you ingratiate yourself with TikTok like that?
Now, where it started, man, first, you know, it just started getting on that joint, just enjoying it. Like, you know, everybody doing the trends, dancing and shit. Not even just dancing, just, like, talking my shit. Like, saying, doing a little funny shit, like, reenacting shit. Like, you know, like, from movies and shit. Like, I was doing, when I first started, I used to reenact a lot of Martin scenes and shit. Like, from Broadman and shit. That shit used to be the bid. So, like, it was like, you know what I mean? It was actually teaching motherfuckers how to, like, act better and become a better character. And then, like, once I started trending from a dance, I did a New York dance. Mm-hmm. I started getting sturdy on them.
How about still get sturdy?
I can still get sturdy on them. I ain't gonna get sturdy right now. But no, that's how we went viral. That's how the numbers started going up, and then it just took off ever since. Then I started going live. That's what I'm really known for. I'm really the live boy. Shout out to the Shark Gang, man. We in the water.
But that makes sense for me, because you got a lot of personality. Like, so it's like a regular TikTok, cool, it's going to run, it's going to go viral, but they don't get but so much of you.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So once they intrigue, like, yo, boy kind of funny, your boy cool as shit, or the chick's like, I like how he look. Now they get to see that you really got a brain, that you really got other shit going on, and that you ain't a nobody in your real life.
And then another thing, like, it's like a motivational thing, an inspiring thing, because, like, I'm an influencer now. So, like, big on, like, helping people, like, just focus on what they need to focus on. Like, self-care, you know what I'm saying? Making sure you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, confidence, self-confidence, like, you know what I'm saying? Self-affirmations. Talk, always talk good about yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. Good thoughts bring you up, negative thoughts bring you down, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got, we not here forever, so why the fuck would you be, you know what I'm saying, living?
Energy.
You know what I mean? So, like, yeah. My job, if I could just pass my, somebody told me, like, yo, it's just, it's something about you that just, like, you just bring people day to energy, you just pass it on. And, like, that's what I'm doing, man. If I can make enough, just one person day better, then we doing something right on top of just me doing what the fuck I'm doing anyway. You feel me?
But you be you don't do regular shit. You like to be from where we from.
Oh, man, that's another thing.
They niggas be... don't put their feet in the sand. Niggas don't put no sunshine on their face. Motherfuckers don't go put it on a silly hat and enjoy their day. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Niggas don't live like
hell
that.
No,
but
man.
We might be found somewhere it's just hard. Being a whole regular goofball one day just to breathe.
They can't believe, like, because you know... On the social media, people from all over. So like a lot of people be like, "Damn, bro, from Philly, like,
right?
Like, yeah, I'm right. Still, I'm still in the heart of Philly, out in North. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm still moving how I'm moving, but like, I'm not. It's what you involve yourself in, and mm-hmm. all that shit matters. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's important, especially if you're trying to grow as an artist or as anybody, like. You got to be professional. You got to be aware, and you got, you know what I'm saying, know what the fuck you doing. So like. If you want to stay at the, you want to go farther and get money, like, then stay out of the dumb shit. But, mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying? If you involved in it, then it's just bound. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? But, shit, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. To all my niggas on their shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know I mean? Be good at it type shit.
Be good at it. Now, I know you for making music years ago. When did you start being an MC, start rhyming and all that?
Man, I think first time I started spitting, I was actually around my cousins, and I was just sitting in the background, you know, just hanging with my cousins and shit. Mm-hmm. So they was like, I'm talking probably 15 years back, mm-hmm. probably even longer than that. But like when they was recording on them damn cassette tapes, mm-hmm. then they had to take it out and then put it in another joint so you could hear it.
Yeah.
They was freestyling and they was like, yo, cool, let me hear something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Yeah, but I just said some dumb shit, just being funny. And then basically, we went back and listened to it, and that's the excitement of the whole thing. And me hearing my voice on mm-hmm. the record, mm-hmm. I think me hearing myself on the record turned me into a rapper. Like, I was like, I like that shit. I like hearing myself.
How old was you about?
I say I was about 13, 14 type shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm 31 now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because I even remember back then, like, I'm 41. So when I met you, I was like, yo, he young as hell, but he really be on his shit. Like, facts. Like you wasn't no baby, but you wasn't our age. And you
right.
kind of was
definitely
like,
definitely wasn't your age.
Yeah, you was handling shit, and it seemed like you was doing a lot of shit on your own from the muscle. We had a little group, like, shout out to Mad Labs. He ran around with us all the
shout
time.
Shout out to Mad Labs.
And made sure
Ace
everybody
Spitz,
had a look, man. I'm good. Okay. I got a joke. And shout out to Ace. But it was like, we was learning from each other. And then we pull up on you, and you be doing some of that shit on your own. You was always
facts,
in the mix.
Facts, man. Shout out to V, man. I definitely had a couple people around me inspiring me and pushing me to keep doing it. They seen the fire in me, so they ain't want me to fall off my shit. Shout out to Variety, the Analyzer, man. Mm-hmm. We go back fucking probably 20 years. God damn. But yeah, man, I was out there recording my music videos, fucking... at different studios, linking up with different artists. I mean, most of the time, performance, it was a performance or an open mic or some type of venue that I knew multiple people from already off the internet. So mm-hmm. it was crazy. It was always a good vibe, any environment I joined. So that shit, man.
But if you start rapping when you 13, your voice ain't even changed yet. Like, right now, you got a unique voice. Like, I got right. one, you got one. Like, niggas don't sound like everybody else and definitely not on the track.
Factories.
But, like, when you started out, did you start out with the squeaky?
Believe it or not, I'm going to have to say yeah, because even my mom always said, like, I got a light voice or some shit. Like, uh-huh. So, like, I got a high-pitched voice. So, like, most of my raps was definitely high-pitched. It was high-pitched when I started. So, like, they was like, isn't they, like, a little meek or some shit? Like,
I was 12, so mine was, too. Like,
you know what I mean? But then it started to develop. I think even still now, but, like, it's just like now I mastered my cadence and mm-hmm. I'm still mastering. Not to say that I fully mastered it, but I'm still like got my cadence together and like, yeah. So like shit been sounding a lot more better. I just want to focus on original music now, because I be giving out that sauce, man.
I heard that. I remember I had a mixtape from you. Damn, I'm trying to remember the cover. Did it have a desk on the cover of it?
Oh, damn. You talking under the table.
Under the table. And you was going nuts on everything. Different pockets on this.
Yo, shout out to all the artists that ever had this handheld sell they mixtape on these streets. Like, y'all mean?
That was definitely under the table.
Like, literally. Like, I don't even think motherfuckers doing that no more. But shout out to the artists that literally was out there. By they self, with their car or on feet, or they with their book bag with their music promoting they self, motherfuckers like, who is you? Mm-hmm. I had built the whole pitch for motherfuckers when I used to walk around. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm an artist from Philly. I travel city to city performing, you know what I'm saying? Check me out, da 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 da. I had one time motherfucker wanted to hear me spit. I was like, bro, that's too much right there. But I got you. He was like, oh, this nigga fired. And I gave it to him for like $3. Like, because it wasn't about the money. It was just the support motherfuckers actually stopping and giving me a chance to support me. And like, shout out to everybody that copped my mixtape. I used to take pictures of everybody that copped. I think even bro grabbed one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We was at the show. Bro was like, yo, you got one of them drawings on you? I was like, oh. Yeah, like real rap.
But I ain't gonna lie, like that was the talk around the time. It was like, yo, you know, Namo just dropped something. Yeah, I'm getting that joint. Like niggas was on it. Like
that's crazy.
Like that's how we was on it. But it'd be funny because even like we listen to the West Coast motherfuckers, right?
Right.
And they talk about Nipsey. Yeah. And I know in Philly we was all doing that. But everybody say they met Nipsey standing on the corner with a bunch of gangsters handing out a CD to motherfuckers.
Nah, that's thorough. That's thorough. Most you know likely, what I'm that's
stop
that.
You at the red light of the gas station, like yo,
fuck with me, fuck with me.
Yeah. So it's like it takes something to make something, man. A hustle going hustle, man. Like, right. Like shout out to Son of 215. I reference him a lot because he from around my way. I remember seeing him in front of the store. Like, I knew mixtape about OG. I'm like, all right, how much you want for it? What you got for me?
Oh, that's thorough.
You know
that's
what I'm saying? What
I you support got for anybody me? That, you know what I'm saying? I see, you know what I'm saying? You still got the custom drinks?
Mm-mm. I got beer.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, whatever you got, man, I'm supporting, gang. Let me get one of them joints. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. This joint, shout out to my bro, you know what I'm saying? 10th Planet. I'm rocking. This is where I record my music at, you know what I'm saying?
That's make sure
I fuck with him, you know what I'm saying? Type shit.
I'm glad you said that was your peoples, because I thought you just came up on a great tee. I didn't even know that was somebody
bro.
Local. That's good merch.
Bro, it's a
that's
whole
good,
logo.
Not merch, but good shit. That's nice. Right. I like that. That's fire. What's the name again?
10th Planet. 10th Planet.
And that's where you record it.
That's where I record it. That's where y'all can hear my. So all my latest music come from the past, like 5 years.
Okay, 5 years. Bet that was my next question. So you say you got a new project coming out. You said it's an album.
Man, I'm working on an album, man. It's finna be my best shit. I don't even know what the fuck. I ain't even started yet. But just know it's gonna be called "We in the Water: The Shark Story." You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Type shit, man.
What's motivating you to get an album done now? Why? Like, the title, I know where the title comes
What's
from.
What's motivating me is just all of the support just from off of the music that I've been putting out recently. Mm. So, like, it's only right for me to give them a good original sound from me organically. Like, of course, they gonna get my own flow when I be rapping on these beats or, like, when I do my own thing. But I think it all comes from being super original, and I need them beats.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Producers, tap in.
Namo Bars, 215, gmail.com.
Oh, it's business official. We're going to make sure everything's situated. When we upload it, you're going to get what you're supposed to get on your recognition and all that, man.
On the
we
game.
Ain't playing with nobody, not in this creative space.
And we paying for shit. I don't know what the fuck they doing out here, but yeah, I mean, get with me.
Absolutely going to pay for it. See, man, that's what I'm talking about. My man is official. So, any ideas who you want to work with artist-wise on this album?
Shit.
Who's the sharks in the water?
Shit. Honestly, it's a few artists out there that I'm willing to work with. But right now, I'm just focused on myself right now. It's a lot of shit going on in Philly. So, like...
Me thinking of your project, I wouldn't really want a bunch of rappers on your joint.
You feel me?
I would want you to work with a vocalist or two, though.
Exactly. I think... And that never been done before yet. That never been done before yet. So, definitely...
Mm-hmm.
Definitely look out for some singers on my album.
Yeah,
on
I think
game.
That you got vibes that need that backdrop to them a couple times, just once or twice on the joint.
At least, you know what I'm saying? At least once or twice.
Yeah, and it ain't gotta be for the ladies. Yeah, it could be for the hood.
I dipped in that with the auto-tune and they was fucking with it, so I know, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
It's space over there.
It's definitely a lane for it, like. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that I've been doing, like, with all, like, if you listen to my music, like, I've been just, like, trying to find my best sound. Or, like, not even my best sound, or my sound. You feel me? Because, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? I already know I got my own sound. That's why. That's where the beats come in at. That's when the beats come in at. Cause mm-hmm. they gonna be trying categorize. Put me. Yeah, they gonna try to do that to me and shit. Fucking if I keep rap, it's the lick. Oh, we gotta get that shit right. Categorize. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you good.
All right, bet. Yeah, fuck the yak.
This is my nigga, yo. He said they gonna try to
get that shit. Real, I keep rapping on everybody. They already, my most recent joint I put out, y'all be shout out to K-Flock, y'all be, I hopped on in his beats, destroyed it, and then that's the only thing they saying in the comments and shit. I'm like, listen, man, I just, yeah, man, it's a hot beat. Fuck y'all talk about, you feel me?
Yeah, I definitely feel you. I rapped over a Pop Smoke beat. I went in the studio, my youngins was in there getting busy, and they like, get on this joint. I had never heard the record, though.
Okay.
So then one of them played it for me off the phone real quick. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, all I gotta do is just talk crazy.
Facts.
Went nuts on that joint.
That's all you gotta do.
Fuck it.
That's all you gotta do.
We just talking heavy. I could talk heavy. I didn't know what we was doing. But it's like a vibe is a vibe, man. A vibe is a vibe. And if you don't, you can attack it like them, or you could do what PD do. Remember when Crack did Mona Lisa?
Yeah. He did it like
Slick Rick.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of it, he just fucked that shit up and did some PD shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you just get busy. Just have some fun. But your audience do deserve to have a full body of work, something that's thought out, planned out, something that's original by you, something that you can get on all these platforms and hopefully get some bread from.
You heard? You heard?
They ain't really giving up no chicken. You might got to put it on your website. But
On the gang.
Mm-hmm. Any plans as far as how you want to roll out? Because you heavy on TikTok, so...
Yeah, like...
We doing 48-hour streams leading up to the project. You doing man, studio
we
sessions.
Man, we doing everyday streams leading up to the project, you know what I'm saying? Studio sessions at least, like... You know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to tell y'all, like... Because, like, I've been releasing, like, recently, everything I record, I've been putting out. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason why I'm doing the album. Is like, yeah, it's time to... Put these joints, record these joints, stash these joints, get this shit right, and then put it out for the people, you know?
No, absolutely. I'm excited about it, man. I'm excited. Right, you got to come back through when it's ready and tell us what the dates is and all of that,
on
man.
On the game.
Come do a Monday night or something. And I'm gonna come stream with you too. I'm gonna learn about this streaming thing.
Yeah, man. Hop on
I'm late. I don't know about TikTok stream. I didn't even know you could live stream on TikTok. You just put me on to all of that. So now my eyes is opened up to a new world. I gotta see things your way.
Shout out to all the live streamers. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, on their grind.
Absolutely.
You
know
what
I mean?
But that's what the majority of my fan base is. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that support me, everybody that's like, you know what I mean?
You be getting a lot of overseas love on there?
Overseas, I get a lot of like love from all over. Like big LA. Shout out to LA. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Texas. Mm. Shout out to Florida. Like, the list goes on. Shout out to Hawaii. Like I'm it's really all over the world with it. So it's like it came to the point where it's like, all right, it's time to get official and put out that project, really like giving them a little story about the process and the progress.
Because on there, they fuck with both sides. They fuck with you and they fuck with your music.
Exactly.
So now you can plan the tour even easier.
You feel me? A lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just like connect the dots type shit. Yeah, so like, you know what I mean? So I found my platform and then like, now I just go to work.
I heard that. So how long from when it first came on you was on TikTok?
No. Believe it or not, somebody had put me on. I was working at my second job and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And motherfucker, it was like, yo, man, I had a page, but they was like, they put me on to the live stream. Because I ain't know. I'm an artist on a new platform. First thing I think, I'm posting my music.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the thing for TikTok at the moment. You know what I'm saying? You had to, like, just be yourself.
Right.
And that's another thing I'm big on, y'all. Like, don't waste your time trying to portray an image, like be a motherfucking self out here, you know what I mean? Because like, it's everybody else took up.
It is.
Everybody took up, like.
It's a fact. That's a fact. There's already somebody holding that position.
You know what I mean?
You in the way. It's crazy because like I even watched Kai on one of the biggest streamers as we
exactly.
know.
Shout out to Kai.
And that kid is a silly motherfucker from the Bronx that was being a silly motherfucker from the Bronx.
Yeah,
and
I'm
the
saying.
World took to him. And you can't be mad at it. You know what I mean? You got to appreciate
you gotta
it.
You got to respect it.
You got to appreciate it because, like, he definitely works hard. He just got a way different job than
a
what
way
niggas
different,
used to see.
A way different way of doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Or
so,
the game.
I do dig the be yourself joint because I don't feel like nobody that you could really refer to that's at the top, especially when it comes to streaming, something that people are constantly seeing you go through different things
right.
in front of a camera. I don't think nobody at the top is fake, is like a character.
Mm.
I don't see it that way. I don't think Aiden and them. I think they exactly.
Nah, they literally who you like. What you see is what you get. Of course,
yeah, I think
like
that's important.
the most personal shit. You ain't. They not just going. You know
what
I mean, put all that out there and shit. Somehow get leaked. You know what I'm saying, they got everybody looking at them. So everything seems important, extra important.
But everything else is basically content. Whenever somebody challenges them, they got to make content out of it, or they chat. It becomes content in their chat. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When they upset, when they had a long day, with something shocking come across their news feed or whatever, you get to see all of that. So all that cool shit go out the window sometimes, and your audience will pick up on it. It'll become your nickname.
On the game. On the game.
It'll become your nickname.
Like, shit, I'm getting a nickname right now, because since I'm the shark now, like, they calling me the shark. Like, I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm the shark of TikTok and shit. Like,
how we get the
they
shark?
They don't even know I'm motherfucking enamel burst, but, like, I always, like, you know what I'm saying? If I had an animal to pick in life, it would have been a shark.
It's your spirit
like,
animal?
It's my spirit animal for some shit. Like, I picked my own fucking spirit animal out here, because I had this shit tatted on me since I was a young boy. So, like, just, like, it kind of, like, slipped in some way. I don't know how, but I always had the emoji on my TikTok. If you ask anybody, it said Namo Barge with the shark on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even on my Instagram, like, I used to just, like, put that shit in the fucking comments and shit. But, like, yeah, I'm a shark. Everything I do in life is, like, shark, man. We in no water, yo. We got to keep swimming because the moment we stop, man, this shit is over.
I heard that. I be feeling the same way. I swear I do. I need a vacation, though.
On the game. Target. I'm fucking. I'm going on vacation.
Oh, some real shit. I need to go somewhere like, else and take a nap. That's all. That's all I want.
Shit.
But what does TikTok add to your game? Like, what did it open up? All right, you get a different audience. But what did you realize about what was possible just because of TikTok alone that you didn't have before that?
Just off of TikTok alone, it just like, shout out to everybody that support me. Like, I'm so thankful. Like, just from the support that I get from people going out their way just to support me from all over the world. Like, just put me in a position where I'm able to do everything that I wasn't able to do before.
Mm.
Basically, like, I go to studio whenever I want now. Videos whenever I want now. You know what I'm saying? I could travel whenever I want now. Like, type shit. Like, you know what I mean? I wasn't able to do that before. You know what I mean? And I'm putting in the work to do it. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
So it ain't just like, and it's thanks to the Most High, it's Him working. You feel me? I ain't even know the plan. He figured out a plan for me. You feel me?
Right. And I'm glad you're getting to see it because you deserve that shit. You deserve the support. You deserve the look. Niggas need to see what's going on with you because...
On the game.
You a dope individual. Now, they got TikTok shop. You got the merch up?
Yo, don't got the merch up, but they, you know what I'm saying? They calling me Namo the Jeweler.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, nothing too crazy, but like, you know what I mean? I'll be having the merch for the sharks and shit. So if you ever want to support
definitely a shark on the joint.
You know what I'm saying? We come in multiple colors and shit. Like, you know what I mean? These joints are all over the world right now.
Shark
all out. Over the world right now. Like, type shit like that.
That's
but like,
not, that's fine.
Just like, that's just like, you know what I mean? That's just people grabbing them, just showing their support to me because to see what I'm doing. So
that's
I'm like,
dope.
Okay,
that's
I
dope.
Fuck with it. I'm a rock with it. Like,
that's
so
ill.
Like, yeah.
That's ill. You think about to have his own shark team.
On the game, we got shark shirts. Like, y'all, man, they asking for the hoodies and shit. Like,
nah,
the new freestyle, I literally just did my new freestyle in my shark skin and shit. Like, y'all won't see that all the time. But on my live stream, I be fucking around. I put my shark suit on. I do TikToks in my shark suit and shit. Like, yeah, I literally do whatever the fuck I want. You feel me?
What was the LL Cool J song? You got to do the joint.
What's that? Hey,
yo, that's crazy. Was Shark Fin? Damn, I forget the name of that shit. It was for one of the movies. Anyway,
yo, on the game, man. So yeah, that shit just be all fun, and at the same time, it's like my job. It's like, you know what I mean? It's what I do.
So you keep regular hours? Like, how many hours a week is you live streaming?
Damn, good question. They don't even ask me that, but if you ask me out of a 7 day, I probably put in definitely at least over 8 hours a day, or at least 8 hours a day. Might get a day I do six. Like, if it's a super special occasion, I might do a 24-hour stream. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, I be in the rankings. If y'all don't know what the rankings is, it's the top of TikTok. You see what I'm saying? It's everybody, I mean, it's everybody that's by the bag, and we one of them.
So you do 24 hours to, like, put yourself over the top of some shit? Like, what's the special occasion? Yeah, I do.
The special occasion is, like, if we in the rankings, pushing rankings, which would be me in the rankings, us putting up a certain amount of points and keeping our position, or possibly making it to the top, number one podium, which mm-hmm. would probably take about, who knows, you know,
mm-hmm.
$10,000-$20,000 just to get to the top, you know? Mm-hmm. And we be in top 100, so we definitely one of them.
So when you did the 24-hour joint before, it made a bunch of money or got a bunch of...
Yeah, I definitely got a lot of support the time I did the 24-hour joint. I think we made it top 17 in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Top 17, and I mean entire TikTok.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The entire TikTok, my team, number 17. We made it number 17 for the day, you feel me? So, like...
No, that's vicious. See, I know what that means. I just don't know how to, like, because I never...
Yeah, if you put it in just like, you know what I'm saying, break it down terms, like, we put up a lot of money that day.
Yeah, basically. TikTok made some chicken off y'all.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And then they kick y'all back.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, you know, TikTok, they do what they think. They take 50%.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
But... Yeah. As long as you like a good content creator, like actually like doing your entertainment or however you do it, you know what I'm saying? People got different ways of doing anything they do. As long as you don't know how you do it, you know what I'm saying? You'll see progress, even starting from the beginning. Like, that's why I tell everybody, like, just, you know what I mean?
Is it addictive?
It is addictive, absolutely. Nigga, it's making money addictive.
Yeah, making money addictive. But I mean, like, you know, some people get burnt out always being on camera.
No, facts. See, that's why it's about what you're doing it for. See, I don't do it for the money. I do it because I enjoy it. I'm enjoy mm-hmm. it. And then that's why I'm saying I just found the perfect platform to just be myself with zero fucking effort, and I'm getting big support at the same fucking time.
What's so, the like, boundaries? What can't you do on that?
You can't do a lot of shit. Like, what we doing right now, you can't do none of that shit.
None of that goes on.
Yeah, man,
time.
I was getting, like, I tried to go live just now. I got, like, two restrictions as we was on here. So, like, it's age restrictions.
So, I would have a two-hour, I got a two-hour stream minimum if I can't smoke.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you just got built. I mean, 1,000 followers. You know what I mean? All that type shit.
No, that's fire. That's fire. So, man, who that? I'm going to answer this on the joint. Hold on. This mom, dude. Hey, Mom, I'm live on my podcast. What's going on?
Thank you for my gift.
Oh, you're welcome. You saw your gift?
Yes, you know how to dress your mother. You can shop for me anytime.
I bet I could spend my money on you anytime. Does it fit?
Yeah.
Everything fits?
Well, I didn't try them on yet, but the sizes look right.
All right, well, let me know if anything, and I'll call you in a little bit.
Bye-bye.
Bye, lady. Yeah, man, Mom Duke's birthday.
Oh, big happy birthday, Mom Duke's.
For Mom Duke's.
The chair, though. Shout out to the gang, though, man. Shout out to Philly Swain, the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Meant, helping me a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Dope.
When we were getting back on the music note, like, that's one of the biggest features, or, you know what I'm saying? One of my biggest features I got right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I was dibbing and dabbing, like.
Is that out? The joint with you and Swain?
Yeah, it's actually out right now. It's actually out. Y'all can find that on iTunes. You know what I mean?
What's the vibes?
What's the vibes? We on some shit. Actually, y'all can actually find a video. I did a video for it, too. Y'all can check out the video on YouTube. They don't know. Mm-hmm. Type shit. Mm-hmm.
The vibes.
The vibes, what that be?
What's the energy of the record?
The energy of the record is basically giving them like a... your typical Namo bar shit. You know what I mean? Straight original beat. You know what I'm saying? It's on the original beat. You know what I'm saying? Basically me talking my shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Me giving them bars. It's no hook. So like, it's just me, yeah, doing what I do best.
I heard that. What's the genre or type of style of music that you want to make that you haven't made yet? What did you hear that you was like, I'd be crazy or something like that?
Yo,
even if it's a song.
Going back to what we were talking about, shit, I'd like I said, I want to make some more, like, you know, for the ladies. I gotta hop on the ladies, you know what I mean, that category. Mm-hmm. A lot of singing. Yeah, you know I mean, not saying I'm gonna be doing the singing, but I might jump back on that auto tune. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't know I can sing, like type shit. Like,
like I might not do all the singing,
play
but you know what I mean.
Hater.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna fuck around. I'm definitely gonna fuck around, but you know what I mean. But yeah, I think if anything, that type shit, like, cause I already made like giving them like all different type of flavors of the streets, and like I be giving them shit. I even rap about TikTok. I got dance tracks. I got two viral dance songs right now on TikTok. That motherfucker, you go in, is hundreds of people doing my dance moves.
Like, that's fire.
So like that was another reason why TikTok was a great platform for me as an artist.
You made up the dance?
No, I didn't make up the dance. Shout out to the creator, you know what I'm saying? I ain't make up the dance. Someone created it for me, but I definitely know how to do it.
But that's everybody. Ever since the Superman, ain't nobody make up.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's funny. Because I was about to say, I had the Philly Goats and shit. One of the Philly Goats, maybe a couple of them here one day.
Okay.
And Lazzy was trying to show me how to do the little shit.
I
look crazy as shit. I look like I'm 60. I look crazy.
They be dropping old heads in my chat. Be like, I be like, I know what the fuck I'm doing. Like,
what's the craziest shit they put in your chat that had you like, all right, yo,
on some real shit? I'ma like, I laugh at everything. I be trolling the trolls,
yeah,
but
that day you took they personal. Be definitely but Sunday was like, yo, that was wild,
motherfucker. After my recent joint, it was like, yo, this grown ass motherfucker. In the fucking
the shark suit?
In the telly soup or some shit he said. I was like, what the fuck, nigga? That's clearly a shark. It's clearly a shark.
He called you a Teletubby, bro.
I was like, what the fuck? But no, that shit was funny as shit.
Y'all better leave that boy alone, man.
On the gang.
He go back to his old ways.
You'll be fucking out drown you motherfuckers in the Delaware. Big E and T.
My man Shark for real, man. Get a hold of you. For real, right real. Under the way he posted how you at. Don't get no better after
these
that.
These shark teeth hurt.
But I think that's what was ill about running around with y'all back in the day, too. Everybody was cool. Everybody was smiling all the time, but everybody was savage.
Nah,
everybody
facts.
Had a little
everybody
bit of
had some shit going
bro.
On.
And it was just like, you know what? When we get together, as long as ain't nobody bothered us, we're going to have a great night.
It was like the best fucking music environment, bro. Like, for motherfuckers, just, like I said, from just going from just rapping in the studio and shit, you actually got a taste of that shit being around everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was just like, that shit was different. That shit built character.
It do. I'm going to come through on the Namo session and check you out one day, man.
On the gang in the studio ain't far, you know what I'm saying, from, you know what I'm saying? I'll let you know type shit.
But I like how you said that, too. That was
worded
perfectly.
Yeah, what the fuck I did, you said?
Worded perfectly.
We got surprises for surprises, for you mean.
No, that's dope. So, once the project do come out, and you do got all these new network.
Right.
I said the tour thing earlier. I got a bit of a reaction out you.
Mm.
You got rollout ideas already, and you,
man, because
you always like to run around. So
man,
it's like
I've been in Philly so long. It's time
to go again.
It's time for me to get my wings.
I heard that. heard
it's
that.
Time for me to get my wings. Like, and it ain't even like, it ain't even that I, like, it ain't that I couldn't do it. It's just like a, like, cause like a new, my new thing is like, do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Do it now or mm-hmm. it'll never happen. So mm-hmm. like, this year we just doing shit. We just making shit happen. We not waiting around and none of that shit.
But you said you heavy in Texas. Texas would be a good look for you.
Texas would be big. Florida would be big. I ain't gonna lie. LA is big, you know what I'm saying?
LA is huge.
You know what I'm saying? Am I cool with just a ski mask? I know, yeah, you know I mean, I do my research, you know I mean? Y'all good with me just rocking my ski mask and shades and shit? Like, fuck. Shit.
He said, I ain't got to wear no particular hat.
Like, y'all mean? That's a mask, bro.
Yo, that's hilarious.
On the gang.
No, nah, dude, you just might got to, your mask might got to say Balenciaga or something.
Mm. Like, nah, nigga, that shit start with a B.
Crazy thing is, I thought of that when I said it. I was like, shit.
That shit start with a B.
Oh, you got to get Balenciaga.
Balenciaga.
Yeah, you're talking in the middle of some bullshit.
Just throw a shark on that motherfucker. Fuck it.
Yo. Yo, you know what's crazy? Tell him it's fancy. Throw a shark on that bitch and tell him it costs 500.
You know what I'm saying?
You told him you only one know where to get it. Let him run them 500s up.
Know your value. Fuck you talking about.
Exactly. No bullshit. No fucking bullshit. But I don't know, man. Like, talking to you now has me just excited as when I used to run into you back in the day. Because you seem like you still as motivated as you ever been. You seem even more boosted.
I'm like a
now.
Motherfucker. Yeah, because it's like now, I can honestly say, like, I got the support. Back in the day, we, you know, all artists, like, at any moment, you know how it is dealing with not getting support. And it's hard because you will want... Of course, you want the people around you and the people you know to support you, but it's a sad story. You honestly just got to tap into yourself and grind. You, your biggest supporter, you're your biggest motivation. You tap into yourself, motherfucker, and make that shit happen. Next thing you know it, then they going to believe in you. Ain't going to believe in you if you don't even believe in you. You know what I'm saying?
One thing I learned real young, because I used to be super insecure like middle school, right?
Uh-huh.
And I realized it was burning me out. Like, I was thinking too goddamn much, right?
Bruh.
When I decided to say, fuck what everybody else think, I'm going to just do me and whatever, everybody started worrying about what I was doing.
That's when shit started blowing the fuck up.
Yeah, it just brought everybody into my world. Like, now I'm intriguing and some shit. Like, real I don't shit. Fucking know.
Real shit.
But, like, to his first, maybe I was annoying before, but they was burning me out. That's right. Like, man, I feel that. You know what I'm saying? Because and then like I got to the fucking stage, and it's the same. Like, you just gotta do you.
You
man.
Gotta do you, y'all. You gotta love yourself, gang. I know how bad you want motherfuckers to be hype about you, but be hype about you. They and get them hype about you. You feel me?
And it's not a million people out there just like you. There's a million out of million people out there that identify with you, and there's a difference. There's a difference. There's only one you. You see what I'm saying? But there's a million people out there that identify with you.
You know what I'm saying?
And I don't want people to think that just because you support somebody mean that you got to agree with 100% of what they do and say or produce.
Yeah, man, because that's not real support. That's not a real friend. You got to tell a motherfucker when they doing wrong. Give them some type, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just you ain't got to tell a motherfucker what to do, but just to me, like, you know what I mean? It's like being a homie, like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I think you should. That's like a bad idea. I'm just saying. Yep. Type shit. Like, yeah. That you can do what you want, but like, I'm just saying, bro, that might not, you know what I mean, be a good idea type shit. That's what a friend do. Not always saying, yeah, I fuck with that. I support, but I'm a support the game no matter what. But like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be a real friend. Motherfuckers don't know what being a real friend is.
I heard that. That's why he run around like a shark by itself all the
time. You feel me? By myself. I feel no, you know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about nothing. There's no reason to be worrying. I feel no man but God, man. I came here because, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with this man. Yeah, I fuck with bro. Nothing changed since the last time. Like he said, I talked to him. It's just a big ass time skip. Yep, like, you know what I mean? Yep, it's just damn, like yesterday was really fucking like 10 years ago. It was really like 10 years ago.
That's fair to say, too. That's pretty accurate. Yesterday was like 10 years ago. And it was crazy because, like I said, I was running into this brother all the time. I'd be in the car with niggas, and they'd be, I'd be like, where are we going? No, we got to stop by such and such. We stopped by, what was that, Lehigh? Because Namo had something going on, and we was outside all day. I think you shot a video or something. Mm. And it was on the humbug because we was going somewhere else, but it was like, yo, we leaving early. And it was nothing to just pull up on you. Then it's like, oh, that's what we doing? Oh, we good. If it wasn't you, I'd have been like, nigga, I could have been in the crib getting my shit together. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it was that regular to just see you on a humble. Like, never even planned.
Yo, shout out to A Spitz and Mad Laz. Yo, they used to hit me up and I used to just slide. Like, especially A Spitz when he brought us together for that one track we did. That I'd never forget that day, man. We was in the studio. We was in that motherfucking chilling. Like, you would have thought we was doing this shit every day.
Yo.
That was our first time. I don't know if that was the first time. No, it wasn't the first time, but that was our first time getting together in the studio. That shit was lit.
And everybody went crazy in there.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Everybody went crazy in there. Yeah, definitely shout out to them. One thing for sure, and I tell people this, a lot of people didn't know, but I met Ace in the studio, right? I met him at Razy X. C's was in there. Faust was in there. And C's had said, like, no, we fuck with Ace. Ace, out of, you know, you got tiers of clients. He like, we fuck with him. He top tier. Like, he come through, he respectful, he get his work done, all of that. And we start chopping it up. Mad Lad started chopping it up. And Ace told me, yo, whatever I do, you could come along. If they give me 15 minutes in the interview, you get 7.5. If I get, like, you know what I mean? Shit, if I get 10 minutes on stage, you get 5. He told me that shit. And that's why you seen us together so much, because he meant that shit. Mm. So it became a vice versa thing. Like, I'm getting opportunities too, so we all doing the same thing.
Like, I got you.
We wound up having sets together. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, ready-made sets. Like, certain songs go a certain order. We already know we going to do them together.
Big on the performing, gang. That's why that shit made one of me. I wanted to go so hard. Like, that motherfucker was performing so much. And it was like, that's why I was so happy I finally came to an event, because I know it was a lot of them that I didn't make it to.
Yeah.
But, like, back in the day, a lot of shit was so hard for me to do. So when I was able to do some shit, bro, I was fucking, like, so maxed out in the moment. Like,
no, that shit used to be a vibe for real, for real.
Yeah, but I mean, like, niggas was going through real nigga shit back in the day.
And that's what's crazy. Nigga, Ghetto Reese was on a run for like a year performing four nights a week.
Bro.
He performing 3-4 nights a week on the run. He on everybody flyers. That shit was crazy. Like, niggas don't know what we went through back then, man. Niggas done had to get the fuck out of places because shit done went down, all type of shit. But we always made sure everybody got home safe, man.
Right.
Always made. I done called niggas Ubers and all to get your ass here. Where you at? We all here. You ain't here. Like, you know what I mean? Because it was necessary at the time. It was a time where it was a lot of talent, but for us not to be represented in certain rooms was going to be crucial at that point. Because none of us, and all of us, are doing things that are dope to this day. Like, Mad Labs is shooting big time movies.
My boy's a
shit,
fucking
bro.
Movie producer.
Like, this nigga's outside. But damn! None of that happens without the shit we learned and the people
shit
we met.
Bro, like, just, bro, the beginning, they just, like, motherfuckers stayed on their shit, bro.
Stayed on their shit.
Yeah, I mean, they had a vision and they believed in it, and now everybody's seeing that shit.
My man Dollar Rise out Vegas, bro.
Yeah, just shout out to Dollar Rise. I see Rise out there with the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By the dollar type shit.
Always by the dollar, man. That's my guy.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm actually see him soon. But, like, that shit is just like, when I look and I be like, yo, I always thought back then, that's why I was always big on, like, it was dope we had the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Because even Caution was running around with us back then. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm like, everybody 10 years from now, so forth, so on, is going to be doing some dope shit. Lord willing, everybody
man.
Here. And everybody's
Thank God,
still here.
Real rat, man.
You know what I mean? Like, when you really think about it, I was like, yo, this is going to be so ill when you look up. Like, I knew Caution was talented as hell. I knew he was nice. I knew Dollar Rise had it. I knew.
What? That
you
shit
know what
go
I mean?
Back from the, you know what I'm saying? We really literally come from the Philly like, DVD days. They don't even know. Like, we.
I used to cheat, bro. We used to go on the radio stations and them interviews, and they used to be like, throw a beat on. I used to know 3 of y'all niggas got some shit. I might not even have to rap today. I'm good. Hey, I ain't got nothing prepared.
I couldn't fucking wait to rap. What? I was fucking trained. I was trained to fucking be ready to fucking spit a million bars and
I'm
shit,
going
boy.
After him. They gonna run out of time.
on the gang, yo. But no, that shit was lit.
I'm gonna do my intro and look like I'm about to set it too, right?
Bro.
I used to cheat, but that's how ill niggas was, man. Reese was always ready. Ace was always ready. Niggas was always. I remember. I can't count how many times Reese was performing and we lost him in the crowd because his little ass jumped off the stage and disappeared.
He still put. Yo, you know what's crazy, man? Shout out. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Still performing
at a high level.
My motherfucking last performance probably was my last performance. I don't even you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. That's another thing that I planned on getting on this year. Because you know what I'm saying. We need to. Not just put out that good shit. They need to see me at these places that they support me at. They want to see me perform. And I'm pretty sure I could set some shit up and holler at some promoters and see what's going on in each one of these cities.
And now that you get in the original music, we got a concert series that we do. And okay. We ain't done it in a while, but it's a live stream concert series. The numbers do pretty well for my page. You know what I mean?
Let's go.
It's pretty consistent. But it's a vibe. We create trailers for everybody. Okay. You can get your shit off, like, in a real way. And people that do support you from all those places that you name can tap in and see you live.
They
can tap in and see you live.
That was actually a big question, too. I wasn't sure. I just, you know what I'm saying, bro, hit me up. Mm-hmm. I came through it. We ain't need no details. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people wanted to know if they could tune, if they going to be able to tune in while we're doing it. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be like a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this interview episode, whatever, be out in a week or two.
Type shit.
Which is actually crazy because usually it's about a month. Oh, wow. I be having them stacked up. I prepare.
Hey, as you should. Yeah, you heard ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying?
But no, I appreciate you coming through, man.
Absolutely, man.
Great fucking talking to you.
Man, it's been a fucking vibe, man. It's a pleasure being here.
Welcome, bro. You know what that is. But let the people know how to keep up with you, TikToks and all that, man.
Y'all can literally just type my name, man. I'm the only one on the planet. Namo Bars, NamoBarz, but it's _CMJ on Instagram and on TikTok, too. It's _SG. NAMO_SG on TikTok, NAMO_ on Instagram, Namo Bars everywhere else.
That's what it is, man. My guy.
We in the water.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, and only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Fucking yuppie transplants. Move the fuck out. Get out of our fucking city. You ain't even fucking born here. Tired of you motherfuckers.
Sam.
I'm wind up punching it, but fuck it.
My voice the loudest, I'ma set it off. No ploy, angle, or bullshit involved. I done walked the trail, seen nature evolve. Spring into the game, fuck summer, winter falls. No winter involved, no dinner at all. Just ass snacks tucked and snapbacks while they twist it all. No nutrients or supplements, that sucker shit. Cause it's clip blowholes and Debo if he rough and shit. He on that rough and shit, great talent going astray. I'm just surviving the game that I was born to play. Could've been gone today, I shouldn't be here. Multiple shots, close range, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be fed. Admire a nigga that'll write it out when he can set fire to niggas. I'm a tyrant nigga, slugs with you iron nigga. Two piece in that bull crease, you on fire nigga. Come test me, I'm blessed, see none stress me. Everything Irie seen, son, check me. Right, double SP, squad respectfully. Out here pursuing my destiny to the death of me. I got the recipe, sous chef Sammy. I got the recipe, whole set jamming. Eating good, my speaker's good, my reefer good. Always know my sneaker's good, I'ma keep it hood. I'ma keep it uptown fresh and that's understood. Low key, hammering sleeves, locks under hood. Eyes under shades, they say I'm underpaid. I can't tell, my plans fail, we still skating, hey. I'm talking real paper, I'm galaxy gone. Petty ass niggas, what time is you on? Bougie Betty bitches, get your hair wet. Bounce on the roll in my headset, my mindset. More conscience, less nonsense. But I built half my confidence on violence. Fuck being silent. Other half women, nigga. Equally shared with the Skrilla, nigga. Was real a nigga. All that to say, I'm still a nigga. Working. for she battling semen. Shit's as bad as it's semen.